Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 16, 2021. Two-way assimilation. Question: can Jews assimilate among other nations? Answer: on one hand, assimilation was necessary in order to pass the inner inclination of Jews to correction, to spiritual elevation on to others. It is said that they went into exile to come closer to the nations of the world. However, this coming closer was carried out, not in order to dissolve into other nations and assimilate among them, but in order to connect with them. We do not know where the 10 lost tribes are now and what is happening to them. Of the two remaining tribes, one part is going through assimilation and the other part, on the contrary, assimilates the rest into itself and attracts them to itself. We see that for thousands of years, despite the eradication and persecution, these two mutual processes have been taking place. Recently, this has been going even more in the opposite direction, that is, it is not the Jews who are dissolving into other nations, but on the contrary, representatives of other nations come to the people of Israel and join them. From CabTV's close-up. Exile. The time of revealing Kabbalah. In all our primary sources, it is written that all of humanity should unite into one single collective image called Adam. Then we will rise and reach the level of the upper force, the Creator. We should exist in this state. Our earthly state takes only a short period of our historical existence. No more than that. If a person has a desire to understand the meaning of life, then it is impossible to hold him back. He sees that his existence, no matter how sublime and fulfilling it may be, ends. It is temporary, limited, which means that it initially costs nothing. He feels that the scope of his horizon is higher and wider than this life, and therefore, can no longer look at this small circle. Those people who believe that they understand something and thereby limit their requests, show their inconsistency themselves. By the way, I would not say that opposition of Kabbalah prevails now. Of course, somewhere there are still smart men who say that, but in general, we have already outgrown it. Former opponents of Kabbalah realized that it was impossible to talk about it publicly, and now they themselves teach Kabbalah and sell books. Today, in any religious store you can buy books on Kabbalah, and 40 years ago I could not find them at all. Comment: on one hand, Jews must present the method of correction to the world, and on the other hand, today the nations of the world are more interested in Kabbalah. My response: if a person has an aspiration for the Creator, then it does not matter who he or she is. But, of course, there will be more non-Jews in this business. In terms of mass, it should be so, because everything goes along the pyramid. From CabTV's close-up. Discovering the One Root? Question: it has been said that the wisdom of Kabbalah teaches a person how to attain the upper goal. What is the way to do it? Answer: the way to the Creator is the same for everyone, but each one has their own personal way. What does that mean? On one hand, the way to attain the Creator is an internal personal experience, which means that it is something that only you can experience. As Balhasulam says, your eyes will see and not a stranger. The Creator is attained in a meticulous, personal manner. On the other hand, the Creator is attained in a good, open, mutual connection between us. There is a certain paradox here. When we reveal the common connection between us, each of us discovers only his or her upper, single, individual root in this connection. Then there is the next phase, which is called the general correction. I cannot say anything about it since no Kabbalist has ever attained it, because the correction of all of humanity is necessary for that. When we all want to be corrected and each one attains his root, all the individual roots will connect into one huge root, and this will be the complete end of correction. Then we will all attain our source, the one, single unique Creator. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, August 18, 2019. Seeing the world with the inner eyesight. Question: in our world, humanity invented glasses that allow one to see better. What are the glasses in spirituality? Answer: there is such a term, sargineha, which means that a blind person can see even more. What does it mean to really see? This is when a person sees not with his eyes, but with his inner sight. Question: what instrument helps to focus your sight on the Creator, on the upper force? Answer: desire. Only desire. If all our desires from each of the five different degrees together are directed to the Creator, then we will see Him. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, September 10, 2021.